Welcome to the Tune Insight podcast, the podcast that helps you open your mind, raise your awareness, and shift your perspective. The host of your podcast is Kelly Sparta, the techno shaman. Kelly is a practicing shaman with over 30 years of experience in personal growth and development work. Her specialty is breaking you out of your rut and getting you unstuck. So get ready to take a break from the world and tune into the new ideas available on this podcast. And now here's your host, the techno shaman, Kelly Sparta.
Welcome to the Tune Insight podcast. This episode, we'll be talking about your feelings around money. For this episode, you will need a few items. You'll need your journal and a pen, a $5 bill, and something comfortable to sit on that you can carry with you. You'll need a minimum of 20 minutes to complete this exercise, so plan accordingly. In order to complete the exercises in this podcast, you'll need to go to a public location where many people pass through. Go there now and then start the podcast again. Okay, so you should be at a public location now where many people are passing through. Find yourself a comfortable place to sit. Get your journal and your $5 bill out and get settled in. Pause the podcast until you're ready. Okay. Now that you're settled in, it's time to get started on our exercise. For the purposes of today's exercise, we will be considering doing things, but not actually doing them, which means that I don't want you to actually leave your chair. This is a mental exercise, not a physical one. So pick up your $5 bill and take a look at it. Now look around you. Find a homeless person within your sight and consider, don't actually do it now, just consider giving that person the $5 that's in your hand. And then write down all the thoughts that you have around giving the homeless person in front of you your $5. Do that now. Now find another person in your sight. Find a mother and a child, and consider giving the $5 to the mother. Write down everything that comes to mind when you think about giving $5 to that mother and child. Thank you. Now consider giving the $5 to an elderly person. Write your reactions in your journal. Now find a business person in a suit. Consider giving the $5 to that person, and write what your reactions are in your journal. Now find someone of another race or gender from you and consider giving the money to them. Write what your reactions are in your journal. Now find a teenager and consider giving your money to them. Write your reactions in your journal. Okay, you've had a chance to write all your reactions down. Take a few moments now to review everything that you've written. Look at all the different reactions that have come up for you in regards to that $5 bill that's sitting in front of you. Read through everything you've written so far. So what'd you find? Did you find that it made a difference who you gave the $5 to? Do you think that that's really true? Do you think that in actuality, if you gave your $5 away, that it would really affect you that differently? And if so, why? Know this. The $5 in front of you is your $5. If you were to give it away, absolutely, the only thing that would be true would be that you would no longer have $5. everything else you wrote in your journal, everything else that you may have assumed about how the person would spend the money, or about whether or not they would need the money, or about what they would do with the money, or about how you would feel about it, is your story. It has nothing to do with reality. The only thing that is true about you giving away your $5 is that you will no longer have $5. The stories that we tell ourselves are the things that create our realities. Were your stories mostly positive, or were they mostly negative? Did you assume that the homeless person would spend the money on beer or alcohol? Did you assume that the business person wouldn't need the $5? Did you assume that the teenager would squander the cash? Or did you assume that everyone would gratefully receive the money? Because, you know, some people wouldn't. Some people would refuse to take it, no matter how hard you tried to give it to them. What were your assumptions? The fact is that whatever you wrote down has no basis in reality. It is your story. It is a reflection of your internal landscape, and it tells you who you are. It looks at your basic assumptions about humanity and about people and about different types of people. If you study your reactions, you will learn so much about how you create the world in which you operate. That's our journey for today. Thanks so much for joining us, and tune in next time for the next journey. The music that you heard in the background of this podcast was written and performed by Daniel Singer. You can find out more about him at www.authenticvoices.com. This has been the Tune Inside Podcast with your host, Kelly Sparta, the Techno Shaman. If you've lost your original perspective, well, that's good. If you want to find it again, just go talk to your friends. I guarantee they'll have it to offer you. But if you want to expand your awareness even further, then stop and think about the exercise you just finished. It might just blow your mind. Share this podcast with your friends. If all of you change your perspective together, then you'll find it much easier to continue forward rather than falling back into old patterns.
Tune in next time for another installment of the podcast that opens your mind, raises your awareness, and shifts your perspective. And remember, we provide the destination and the motivation. The universe provides the navigation. This has been a production of Sparta Success Systems, copyright 2008, all rights reserved. The music you heard at the top and bottom of this podcast is from Heidi Jo Hansen, and it's entitled I'm Still Me from her CD of the same title. You can find out more about her at www.heidi-johansen.com. I'm still me. I'm just a face in the crowd. A grain of sand in the sea. A raindrop in a cloud. I'm still me.